This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be horrible.
Well, at least a job would have opened up at McDonald's. We could go get work.
And Chad P.
Yeah. You're whining about how you never get your kudos.
Get to
we
work.
We just did a whole hour about you. Now go get my drumsticks.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University, where we broadcast from. Sitting to my immediate right in his lovely lime green shirt.
Like
What's your name, kid? Yeah.
I'm your roadie, Chad P.
Oh, Chad tips the topic for today. You know, I always wanted to be in rock and roll, and since none of the bands I was in actually made it, I went into radio.
Yeah.
I wanted that modicum of fame.
Yeah.
But there was one way I would never go into rock and roll.
You don't have to say it.
That's being a roadie.
Woo!
That's you want to talk about a thankless, hard, sweaty.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how much they make, but it's not as much as the band.
Those
I can
guys,
tell you that.
Those guys are the workhorses of every tour, every concert you go and see. It was set up by a plethora of roadies.
I'm telling you, they're there hours before the band. They're there hours after the band.
Mm-hmm.
They may get a nice thank you from the stage, but that's really about it. I don't know when they sleep. The guy who I'm good friends with here on campus, Steve,
yeah.
He was a roadie.
I heard about that.
He has a lot of good stories, but he also has a lot of bumps and bruises from it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to roadie, yes, it'll get you into rock and roll, but it also may get you into the band.
Oh!
Yeah, there are a few stories, and I happen to have them today, where roadies actually made it into the band. In some cases, the roadie for the band made it into that band. In other cases, a roadie himself started his own band.
That's cool.
And I have some of those stories. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
We begin with Billy Powell. Can you do it? Do you know the group? Billy Powell is a keyboardist.
Skynyrd.
Leonard Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Billy Powell was a roadie for Leonard Skynyrd.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Leonard Skynyrd had a keyboard player. I have no idea what the keyboard player's name was. Lost to history. Billy Powell was sound checking the keyboard.
Right.
Sound checking the piano. And in walked the Van Zandt brothers and looked around and went, "You are so much better than the keyboard player we had."
Oh, wow.
Fired that guy, and roadie Billy Powell makes his way onto the Skynyrd lineup. So here he is, the first of the roadie who makes the band. Leonard Skynyrd, Billy Powell, they call me the Breeze, Rock School.
Former roadies. Hey, Billy, can you go and grab that mic? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're part of the band now.
You're in the band now.
I heard he just passed.
Yeah, he did. He was 56 years old, Orange Park, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He just died. Shortness of breath and heart attack.
Mm.
Died. Darn, darn, darn. One guy who should be dead, but isn't, Lemmy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the things he's done to his body. Lemmy started out as a roadie for guess who?
No, Lemmy wasn't a roadie.
Jimi Hendrix.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Well, I didn't
Jimi
know he
Hendrix.
Was a roadie, but, you know, if you're going to be a roadie for someone, why not?
Yeah, now, he did not obviously join the Jimi Hendrix experience.
No.
But like I said at the beginning of the show, it's not just people who joined the band they roadied for, but
sometimes
it was roadies.
They start their own.
Right, they started their own. He started a band called Hawkwind, which later then became Motorhead. Now, if you look at a lot of Motorhead videos, and it also, when I was reading about this, mentioned Pantera, the two of them toured together a good bit, so one influenced the other. If you look at a lot of their videos, their crews are denoted in their videos. And since Lemmy was such, you know, a big fan of their roadies and the fact that he was a roadie, he actually wrote a song called We Are the Road Crew.
There you go. And tribute to the roadies.
Yeah, and all the things that go on as part of being it. And I happen to have it
Wonderful.
Right here. Motorhead, We Are the Road Crew, as we celebrate those that made it into the band. Rock School.
Another town, another place, another girl, another face, another truck, another race. I'm eating junk, feeling bad, another night I'm going mad, my woman's leaving, I feel sad.
A tribute to the little people.
That's right.
The road crew.
Lemmy, Motorhead, We Are the Road Crew. As we do roadies that made it into the band.
I don't know what, like you said, I don't know what their salaries are. Obviously not as much as the band, but if you're a single person, you know, going on the road and looking for the groupies, they probably serve as the gatekeepers, so to speak.
I guarantee you do. In fact, it was fun to watch. Every time I went to see a group, it was kind of fun to watch all the people filtering up, filtering up to the front of the stage, and you know, the people. David Lee Roth actually had a setup where he would have passes to give out. He gave roadies passes, and then the passes had numbers on them.
Right.
And if David Lee Roth ended up with one of the passes, so to say, that night, the roadie that gave out that pass got $250.
Oh, man, a contest.
Well, you know, there you go. Pink Floyd actually featured their roadies in The Dark Side of the Moon. When you listen on Dark Side of the Moon and there's voices speaking at the end of Money, that's the roadies.
Cool, man.
A lot of the roadies from their band. Todd Rundgren. Now, some roadies don't actually join the band for a long time. They actually just get sort of a little flash of success and have to leave. There's this guy named Jean Alexandro. Todd Rundgren and Roger Powell invited their roadie, Jean Alexandro, to play piano with them, also along with Ringo Starr and Bill Wyman. They needed a guy to play drums on the Jerry Lewis Telethon in Las Vegas.
Okay.
33 million people saw this guy play.
Wow.
He was so good that when he was playing the last Led Zeppelin concert, Nebworth, in 1979, he was one of the roadies that Jackson Browne wrote about. You know that song, Load Out and Stay by Jackson Browne?
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that Jackson Browne wrote about on the Running on Empty tour.
Oh, dude, what an honor.
He's like a famous roadie, but actually got to play on the Jerry Lewis Telethon along with Todd Rundgren and Roger Powell.
Nice.
So, a little Todd Rundgren just to be nice to Jan Alexandro. I don't want to work. I don't want a roadie. I want to bang on the drum all day. Rock School.
Are you ready? All right. Everybody now.
I wish I had a song. I don't want to play, you know, I don't work all day. I want to play on my piano all day because, you know, he was a piano player that got into this thing.
I wonder if training to be a roadie is kind of like they put on the Wayne's World movie.
Oh,
when they were, you know, when you have to go and run drills to pick up the mic stand. You have to do it in less than 10 seconds. How do roadies train? Do you go to roadie school? What do you do?
When did you become a nut bar?
Right.
What I want to know is how precise are these musicians? I'm sure it runs the gambit. You got to believe that some guys are like, well, you know, get my setup right, that kind of thing. But you got to believe there's also the guys that my microphone has to be at 73.6 inches tall. If I'm not mistaken, I remember Joe Strummer of The Clash was such a prima donna that there was actually a roadie whose job was to put the cigarette in his mouth right before he came on stage.
Good night.
I mean, you can get that prima donna-ish. Queen had a guy whose only job was to hand the triangle to Freddie Mercury before he performed Killer Queen on stage. I remember reading that.
Gavin Rossdale of Bush.
Yeah.
They played at Voodoo Fest a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
When I was sitting right there in the crowd when the roadies were there doing the sound check, all the stuff was working properly. They played their first tune, an instrumental. He got on the microphone and he yelled, "What's up?" But his microphone somehow had went out.
Okay.
He turned and looked at that poor sound check roadie, and if looks could kill, that guy would be 6 feet under right there.
Yeah, you gotta know that it's a thankless job. Mm, it's like working for the sewer company. Nobody calls the sewer company and says, "Hey, everything's flushing just fine." It's only when things go to pot when they call the sewer company. It's bad news. Now, we're going to the break a little bit early because we've got one from Metallica afterwards, and
Metallica.
It's a little bit of a long song. Oh, yeah.
Who was Lars Ulrich a roadie for?
Napster. Yeah, he carried all the tapes and such. Hello, KSCL. How are you up there in Shreveport? We're putting on a fine radio show for you.
Hello to our newest affiliate, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. This is the type of quality programming that you'll get every week.
By the way, we'll announce it next week, but we win awards for this stuff.
That's right.
We win awards for this stuff. Next week, we'll announce it. iTunes, we just checked it, and we are now a 5-star podcast.
5 of them.
5-star podcast 5 on iTunes. Back in a minute. Rock School.
I got to hear this. Metallica? Tell me the Metallica roadie story.
Well, here's the thing. John Marshall, he used to be a guitarist for a group called Metal Church. Some people may very well know it. He was a guitar tech for James Hetfield.
Okay.
Twice, Hetfield needed a guitar tech to step in. Number one, in 1986, Hetfield, who, by the way, likes the adrenaline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a very heavy drinker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skateboardist. He broke his wrist skateboarding.
Okay.
Makes it very difficult to play. And he does a lot of leads. He's not just a rhythm guitarist.
He's a great guitarist.
He had to step in and play a little bit until his wrist healed. But then the big one was in 1992.
Wait, is this the pyro?
Yeah, he was burnt.
Oh, yeah.
He was too close to a shower of sparks coming up. In 1992, he was performing at Montreal's Olympic Stadium.
Mm-hmm,
this thing went showering sparks, and all the way up and down the left side of his body, that would be the arm that actually was on the neck of the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Just second and third degree burns all up and down his body, face, his head.
It blasted him,
And John Marshall stepped in and did it. What was terrible about that show is...
I know where you're going with this.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses
was to step in.
Yeah, it was all on the documentary.
They could have saved the show.
Exactly.
They could have played extra long, and they came out, and Axl Rose said, "Oh, my voice just isn't in it tonight," and he left.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it that night. I remember Lars Ulrich actually quoting himself saying, he's sitting here talking about how his voice is all bad. Maybe you shouldn't be drinking that champagne and smoking that cigarette that you're doing
right
now as I ask you to please step in and save this show. A lot of negativity toward Guns N' Roses that night.
Oh, yeah. They rioted. The fans rioted there. Yeah, Canadian people rioting. It has to be really bad for something like that. Here's Metallica as guitar tech John Marshall stands in. Roadies in the band, The Unforgiven. Rock School.
Given. If we have to associate a name with the song, Axl Rose.
Yeah, he really is unforgiven for it. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, folks. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We're going to do something called 7 Days in 70 Seconds, where we tell you what happened all the way back this week in music, August 31st, that's a Monday, through Sunday, September 6th. Chad has Monday.
I do. Monday, August 31st in 1963, the Ronettes enter the U.S. singles chart with Be My Baby.
September 1st, back in 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum opens in the Mistake on the Lake, Cleveland, Ohio, with a gala ribbon-cutting ceremony, parade, and 7-hour concert.
September 2nd in 1965, the Beatles released Yesterday. It's the Beatles, so of course, it went to number one.
You know what Yesterday's original title was?
What?
Scrambled Eggs.
Are you serious?
Really, when it was first written, it was Scrambled Eggs.
I like Yesterday better.
Yeah. September 3rd, back in 1995, Bill Haley and his Comets refused their first offer to tour outside the U.S. U.S. Why? The band was afraid of flying.
September 4th in 1976, hallelujah, the Bee Gees reached number one with You Should Be Dancing. I told you, every single time I gotta do it.
Make fun of Barry?
Yeah.
September 5th, 1990, B.B. King receives a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. September 6th, 1991, Bob Dylan plays his debut at the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. Back to our topic. Roadies that joined the band.
You know, I was kind of a little bit of a roadie at one point.
Were you?
Yeah, a little local band out here in Hammond, and they were going to play the final night of the semester for my, I think, may have been senior year.
It's hard, isn't
so
it?
So I took it upon myself to drive my Chevy Blazer to the drummer's house, and yeah. I don't know how I did it, but I crammed every single piece of that drum kit into that Blazer.
Yeah. Oh,
never got a thank you. Never nothing.
In the bands I was in, you roadied for yourself. And just me. It was too difficult. No, awesome. I'd have never done it. The Who were playing a tour in the United States, and band member John Bundrick, he was a keyboardist. He would do all of the work that obviously Pete Townsend had written, had to pull out because his wife became ill. Well, rather than find someone who could play the keyboard, they went to the roadie Brian Keyhue. He said, you know, hey, look, you're the keyboard roadie. Can't you play all this stuff?
Yeah. Sure.
And Brian Keyhue stepped in. He carried all the stuff on stage, set it up, made sure it was all air-checked correctly and it all played correctly, and darned if he didn't know all the songs. And the next night, after this Brundrick guy had to go home and be with his wife, ta-da! The roadie was in the band.
Wow.
And success during their 2007 tour. Brian Keyhue, roadie for The Who, was now keyboardist for The Who. This is Eminence Front on Rock School. Love that song, Eminence Front. The Who never seemed to fall away. You know what I mean? Paul McCartney just started writing songs that fell away, and Chicago songs that fell away. The Who just kept coming out with stuff that kept getting better. Love Eminence Front. We're doing roadies in the band here on Rock School this week. Doobie Brothers. We played them last week.
Yep.
There was a lighting designer, a lighting roadie, Bobby LeKind. They found out he was goofing around on the congas. They found out he was a percussionist. Not just congas, but all the stuff that really isn't drums, bells, and all that extra stuff.
Yep.
They asked him to sit in as a sideman for a studio session in 1976. They found out, hey, this guy's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. If you're a roadie and you have any type of musical talent, you are encouraged to just goof around at sporadic moments, because how else are you going to get discovered?
He successfully became a full member of the Doobie Brothers, 1977
Perfect.
To 1979. Now, this one is kind of reaching, but I want to play an AC/DC song. Now,
okay.
Brian was never part of a roadie for AC/DC. That's the official statement from the band. Who's Brian? Bon Scott.
Oh.
Bon Scott's real name, Brian. Bon Scott. Bon Scott was in a band called Gordy.
Okay.
Gordy wasn't doing overly well. The original singer was this guy named Dave Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, while they, AC/DC, were going around, they needed someone to chauffeur them around.
Uh-huh.
The chauffeur's name was?
Bon Scott.
Bon Scott.
Ah, close enough.
And they really hit it off with the chauffeur, and the chauffeur said, you got to come hear my band. It's called Gordy. And they said, you're really good. Dave, you got to go.
Oh, wow.
And Bon Scott came into the band. Does that fit?
Yeah, that fits.
That fits?
How in the world do you feel if you've been kicked out of the band for the driver?
You know what that is?
What?
That's a dirty deed.
Oh.
It's done dirt cheap.
Yeah!
seriously, how do you think that would make you feel?
Bad.
If the general manager of this radio station sat us down and said, I went to McDonald's the other night, and the guy that took my order said, you know, $4.55 so cleanly that we're bringing him in.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be horrible.
Well, at least a job would have opened up at McDonald's. We could go get work.
Oh, God.
Henry Rollins of Black Flag and Rollins Band fame was a roadie for the Teen Idols.
Henry Rollins was, was a roadie?
Oh, yeah.
He would scare that roadie.
Yeah, he would eventually become the singer of Minor Threat and then would sing with, obviously, Black Flag and Rollins Band.
Mm-hmm.
So, quick break, and we'll come back, and I'll do a couple that deal with Nirvana.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and maybe even play one from Soundgarden. So when we come back, KLSU, you're running this radio show, or else you wouldn't be hearing me saying this. Thanks a lot.
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain, a big, big thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
All right, let me do some real quick ones here since we're running out of time. There's a southern rock band named Grinder Switch that was composed only of Allman Brothers roadies.
All right.
They would actually use the Allman Brothers instruments and would often open shows for them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's two that I promised you that dealt with Nirvana. Kurt Cobain was a roadie for the Seattle grunge band The Melvins.
No, he was not.
Yeah, before he started Nirvana. And Ben Shepherd of Soundgarden was a roadie for Nirvana.
Oh, cool.
Before he was asked to join the band Soundgarden.
Seattle grunge bands, there is a show somewhere in there. Am I not right?
Yeah, we're actually going to do it. It's not been put together yet, so it'll be a little down the line, but we're going to make it a twofer, just the same way we did with Detroit.
Yep.
So what we will do is say grunge first, and then the music of Seattle.
Cool.
Because Hendrix is from Seattle. Cool. Heart is from Seattle. There's a lot of other groups that not just grunge from Seattle.
That was actually a show suggestion from one of our faithful listeners, so I'll say hello to him right now. Hello, Drew. It's coming.
Good enough. Want to hear some Soundgarden?
Yes, please.
Me too. Rock School.
Soundgarden. I really did enjoy Soundgarden. I don't really enjoy Chris Cornell that much.
Oh, I love his solo stuff.
I kind of had it out for him after he joined the members of Rage and formed Audioslave, even though I kind of did enjoy Audioslave, but to me that was always Rage. Let me do a quick stump for you while we're on this topic.
Okay.
All right, you remember Soundgarden?
Yes.
Got together with some members of Pearl Jam and formed Temple of the Dog.
Yes.
I'm going hungry.
I remember it.
Okay, can you put the bands in the order they were formed? Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, Pearl Jam?
That's the order. That's the order. Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, Pearl Jam.
I gave it to you and didn't even realize.
There you go.
But yeah, that is correct.
This is our last break as we talk about roadies that joined the band. Let me tell you everyone I've got left. Noel Gallagher was a roadie for Inspiral Carpets before he joined Oasis. No, just as Noel.
Oh.
Cliff Scurlock of the Flaming Lips was originally a roadie before the band asked him to join and be a drummer on their tour.
Cool.
Panic at the Disco, John Walker of Panic at the Disco, was a guitar tech for The Academy Is before they asked him to be their bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And now the one we're going to end on, Bob Breyer of the band My Chemical Romance.
Love the band.
Was a sound tech before the band said, why don't you just go ahead and play drums following the departure of their original drummer. There are some other stories, but they're not as good. They're kind of, you know, way out there. But that was as close as I could get to an actual band member picking up and joining the band or a roadie forming his or her own band.
So if you are a roadie for a rock band and you're listening to this show and you're whining about how you never get your kudos,
get to work.
We just did a whole hour about you. Now go get my drumsticks.
My Chemical Romance on Rock School. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.